Campus FM presents the launch of Maria Greganado's latest publication, organized by Poesia Plus.
The reason I published the two books at once was obvious, I think. We have a very beautiful language, a language which is very original. Whenever I go abroad and I speak about the Maltese language, whenever I speak about its Semitic basis and the way little by little it has developed into a language which is written with the Roman alphabet, and how we have the Semitic prefixes even for the words which we have then imported into the language, the cultural words, through the Romance languages, how we conjugate the verbs. Everyone is absolutely fascinated. And, when I went to Leipzig recently, they were also fascinated because I said it is the first Semitic language in the EU. This is not the only reason why the language fascinates me. I personally find that as a result of the fact that there are only two dictionaries, Maltese into English, which Aquilina published, and there are four volumes English into Maltese, there are cases where I do not find the precise word. And this encourages me to be more metaphorical. So the language is more pliable as a result of being less precise, if you can understand the paradox. One has to be more metaphorical in order to come across with a meaning which one wishes could reach everybody. Because when a language is too precise, the connotation takes the denotation takes the place of the connotation. The other thing is the sound. The sound of Maltese is absolutely beautiful and is completely different from the English sound. I find it very difficult to translate my own poems from English into Maltese or from Maltese into English because I have thought of them originally in a certain rhythm, with a certain structure, with a certain deconstruction as well. The things which have gone to make the language for me. At one point, you've already heard this ad nauseam, I thought I didn't have a language because I couldn't write in Maltese and I couldn't write in English for the simple reason, I don't know if you'll understand me, that how do I know? Land was art and it wasn't arty, and my country were not the same thing. Usually I say Bahar and sea, you know? Sea to me is Brighton. Our Maltese sea is Bahar, which is something completely different. Now, this might not be understood by some, but I'm sure it is understood by many. On the other hand, I think it is absolutely ridiculous to be very fundamentalist about either language. You have people who will speak only English. You have people who will speak only Maltese. History has given Malta a lot. And one of the things that has left us is the use of the English language. But it has left it for a very short period, actually. Immediately after the Second World War, when the British did not want Italian to remain the language of the professional classes, because Italy had been an enemy during the war. And till the rise and the independence in Malta of the Maltese language and the Maltese independent state. After that, I think English went down very, very, very quickly. A lot of people, unfortunately, took it to be a status language. They thought if you speak English, it means you are, you know, more snobbish or you're higher up. And a lot of people who didn't read would speak it by merely translating the Maltese idiom. You know, I'll never forget the day my children came from school and she said, my teacher gave the fault to me. You know, I sent them to school and whereas they had said put the blame on before, they come back with the fault being given to them. And when a lot of people start to speak to their children in English, thinking, you know, because it's good that they learn English and everything, they don't pass on a language. These poor children don't have a language. They don't have Maltese, and they don't have English. On the other hand, I think that in those years, till Malta's independence, many people who had the opportunity like me, because I was a good reader and I had the opportunity to learn English abroad and study abroad, I don't see why. I am very happy. I am very happy that I can speak English well, not only because we are joining the EU and it happens to be the most popular language, but also because a lot of things I could not express in Maltese. And this has given me the opportunity to express something in English, which is a language which can then be translated into many other languages. We are doing something about translating Maltese into other languages. There's going to be a symposium in November, countries coming from East Europe and Northern Europe. So we're really, really working for Maltese. And Maltese literature is flourishing. There are very, very names. I could mention a lot, but the people are here. And if I start, I will never finish tonight. But you all know who they are, I'm sure. Some haven't published, because that is another problem, publishing. But that is another problem. So I'm going to start with a poem myself for the simple reason that, as I did with Rip Gage, I have asked people to choose a poem, to comment on why they have chosen it, although I forgot to tell some of them this, and to read it themselves. Some in Maltese, and obviously some in English. But nobody happened to choose the poem which is first in my Maltese collection, and from which I have taken the line which is the title, Filhofra ben Spallea, in the hole between her shoulders. Okay, and so I want to start by just reading the first poem of the collection, so you know. The poems this time are a bit surrealistic. They'll need a bit of interpretation when you reread them. Sometimes I'm not even sure what they mean myself. Il party. Il marem uddimek għandha keffa imżarta. M'hemmx għalfej issowwiha ħalqa hekk jibqa'. Għalxejn tferfer idea għax di rajja l-am tagħti u hekk jew hekk minn wara l-ħġieġ ħadd ma jinduna. Il-mara ħalqa mċarrat niesla bil-mod fil-ħofra bejn spallea. Għadda jintefaħ u l-bżieżaħ li jintefħu ġo riġlea fjola u blu. Għat mandunaċ il-marra li spiċċa l-parti. Emmu l-ħalq imżarrat. The design is by my daughter. She painted this with her finger. Sorry, I asked for a roving mic.
No comments. Topu. Kem seddum tejd li li izjat jixraq li xari qasir. U twil kifinu tiġbru topu fidejk. Ma tafx li xar twil jatt il-witx li jixmar xin jidbismu għajnejk.
Kif rajt li jisima preludju kien biżejjed għalija. Preludio numru 2. Tana, tiegħi u tiegħu, l-istorja tal-ħieli sajfija waħda wara l-oħra, kull sena xorta, kull sena friska, għax nomu ġo fija bħal ħut mimlilwin ġo baħar nadif. In-noti tal-pjanu jindaqqu mas-swaba tit waħda, tindaqq kemm tindaqq il-mużika tfur. Aħna, inti u jien, u li tqabex fuġġieġa, bħad-demb ta' pagun li jinfetaħ għal-ftit, bħal riħ jieħu n-nifs bejn ħaxixa u oħra, bħal id bajda xxejjer minn fuq dajsa d-dur. Biex insir naf li l-ġismek, għandi bżonn sajf tal-jieli, iż-żmien daħqbija, anqal l-ilmijiet. Ħallini nistira arkata għad-dajsa, għaddi li t-nejda li tistaħba f'xuftejk. Is-swaba t-idejja imxenqa għal-pjanu, imma nibsa, nistona jekk ma tmitx idejk.
Sami, wieħed mhux wieħed l-ikbar ħabib li qatt kelli, il-naħbib minn 1971, no Sami. Għaliex għażin fantasma, Sam?
Jien kont qed tilha mhux ħanati raġuni għaliex, imma hemm raġuni. U raġuni aċċennata għalija stess diġà. Marija għandha ħabta li taqbad image komuni ħafna li fid-dialett tagħna fil-ħajja ta' kuljum tagħna kważi tibqa' dejja laqasna tu kasa u minn dak l-image toħloq metafora li hekk kif tesprimija fil-poezja tagħha issir idjoma fil-letteratura tagħna. U din il-poezija fantasma propja fija diversi minn dawk il-metafori li żgur wara ma ninsewhomx. Jidru sempliċi ħafna imbagħad wara tinduna li huma mimlijin ħajxpakkaw b'sinifikati ġodda li qabel ma tkunix tajna kasom. Fantasma. Smajt illi kien ġar għal ġodar ġdida. Għala il-bib warajħ u ħallik barra. Filgħodu malli jqum isaq il-pjanti, jisma' lill-leħnek jgħid le, daqshekk kelma. Jieqaf u jerġa' lura. Jagħlaq it-tieqa. Mil-ħġieġ taraħ isajjer il-kafe. Xara jifur minn rasa sa fuq dara, il-mara li qed timittidejh qiegħda timittidejh fuq spaltu, għada kim qaflet id-dressing gown li tajtu, ma għadda għadu sħun. U int x'se tagħmel? Lanqas ġisem ma baqalek fejn tistkien. Il-lejl għaddejtu tiġbor l-itfal tat-terremot u l-gwerra għal ġoħaj oħra. Xtaqt tonos ftit, brasu fuq sidrek qabel ma jisbaħ, ma sidrek żvinta fix-xejn. Kull ma baqalu tiegħek toqba' muffata, irqajja u rkejjen bla xuftejn. U nesa kif inti ħittu biċċa biċċa qabel ma t-terremot sfaxxal minċotti kollha. U nesa il-labar li s-saddu jibku bla ma jismagħhom. Le, daqshekk kelma.
Prosit, Sam. Kien vera sabiħa, minn kitibha?
Mela l-Marija jiena se naqrala ma niftakar xejn. Witċek bħal kelma li ma nistax niftakar. Idur maż-żifa bħal trap li nġabar fl-aħħar bini li nbena. Bla sabar nixkupilja, wieqfa fuq il-ġebel wieqa fuq il-weraq li konna niġbru qabel ma tħall hawn jien. Witċek bħaż-żifa li taret mal-kuluri, tas-siġar u l-ħaxix tal-pjanti u l-fjuri, u ma niftakar xejn li f'għajnejk skuri, bħal-frott li rrombla jiswet l-isfel mill-wita, meta tqaċċtet id-dilja fir-riħ u x-xita, minn ġewwa l-ġnien. U ma niftakar xejn, ħlif li hemm kelma illi nsejt meta rada ma iż-żmien.
This was one of my favorite poems, merely because of the sounds. When I wrote it, I wasn't even aware of what it was saying. It was just, you know, carried me along. So, next, Sina. Who's I am, honey?
Għazilt il-poezija jent, għax oġibitni. Int. Min iġ zgura min int. Dan lob tal-klim li nilabu bħal karti. Imqasma bl-ħjil ta' fejn se joħduna. Jew qed nilab jien waħdi, dar tal-karti, tiżloq waħda jaqgħu kollha. Nixtieqek hawn biex nista' mmissek b'sebej. Inħoss lil laħmek taħdi frejja. Nikdmek bil-mod, ħatokrob, taħta fin-nifs, xħin għall-arrida fil-ponta tal-sini l-elettriku jaħzdek. Fid-deċa ta' ġismek insir nafek, insir naf minn int. Nixtieqek hawn, sigaret ħampejpu, kollu f'nifs twil, tranquil. U l-irmiet wieqaf, nistħajlu xempju ta' ġismek. Nixef gris bħal seba mċaħħat jittajjar mar-rieħ mit-tieqa ġewwa moħħi. U x'hekk trid ittir mar-rieħ int li m'intix ħlif rieħ kiesaħ, mifxul, gemgumi għax ruħ m'għandekx. Ejja, x'int tistenna? X'int tistenna ħan insew il-paroli u l-karti? Ġbajt nitfi s-sigaret taħt il-pett taż-żarbun u ġbajt nilab noli irrida kawn issa irrid narfek irrid niflik u rrid naf jekk jimpurtakx int jien minn jien.
And now a last short one by me, and then we'll move on to Walter and Vince, who will give us some music. Listen to the words as well, because they're very beautiful, and then I'll go on to the English book, okay? This is a very short one called Al-A Blue. And I must admit, as people might have already seen in the Maltese book, I took a quotation from Through the Looking Glass, Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass, which follows one where, you know, they say sort of off with his head, and the idea is that, you will see the quotation there about, I'm usually very brave, but today I have a headache. And this as well was influenced by the part where Tweedledum and Tweedledee tell Alice that if somebody who's dreaming wakes up, that she's only part of his dream. So I sort of applied it to myself. It's called Al-A Blue. Jesus. Light. Emmara riqda waħeda fal-A Blue. Limħadda bejn kuxtea mimlija rix ta' safari li taru l-bot u ħadu magħhom il-weraq kollha tas-siġra illi kibret minn ġoraġel u kellha 3 ferat. F'moħħha hemm raġel aġnitu wiem il-ħolm. Jekk jagħlaq għajnejh tisparixxi.
Grazzi li Marija reġestit nitni għal darbuħra. Marija, din hija l-kanzunetta li għatlek li hija l-eluq tal-kejl u jisima il-fuq.
Ħsibt li għad nixxieħu flimkien, ħsibt in l-istorja bl-għad mien. Xtaqt l-inżomm man qafiċin, bis qatli li jessa u l-ħin. L-tmur u s-sir fil-ftuħ u t-tir il-fuq min-għajr rbit u xkiel kellna mixtieq ma jwassal qatta tmiem ta' titriq sammejtu mistur it-toqol tal-ħsieb ma wrejtni xejn u għalaq li l-bieb u trid mur u sir il-ftuħ u t-tir il-fuq
tieni waħda u l-aħħar issa jisma' ħelu u tal-ġenn. Qiegħed nistenna x-xemx jirġa' sabiex nieħdok x'imkien fejn id-dawl u s-sħana jgħinu ngħidlek tal-klim għandu mnejn tgħidli iva jew alla ħares le. Biss jekk inti taċċetta lili tagħmel ir-re. Nixtieq li ngħaddi il-jiem ix-xhur u s-snin jiena u inti flimkien fit-tajjeb u fil-ħażin għandu mnejn tgħidli iva jew alla ħares le. Biss jekk inti taċċetta biċċa kejku bella te nagħmlu parti flimkien u niċċelebraw niktib lek kanzunetta u lilha flimkien inkantaw hemm milli jmur kollu sew magħmu lina xulxin hemm milli għadha puntata jkollna ġbir ta' bambin ħelu tal-ġenn u nsemmu ħadik m'hemmx illi tiġi narak. Il-nif dit nistennik għandi ħafna x'innajt moħħi biss jaħseb fik min jafal attardjajt jista' jkun lissa tajt le. Nagħmlu parti flimkien u niċċelebraw niktib lek kanzunetta u lilha flimkien inkantaw hemm milli mhu jkollu sew magħmu lina xulxin hemm milli għadha
Hello, Dungeon! nisamuħali Ijet nistenna xemxirġa sabiex nidlok xukin Fejn iddawlu isfana jajnu najdlek daklin Wandu mnejn tajdli jiva jow għalla ħares le
Grazie. Vince Fabris.
Leonet, grazie Marija, tal-istedina tijak. Grazie doppja, Leonet, għax iħat għawnek u għax Marija wahda mil-ħbib kif jgħajdu tal-qalb. Marija dejjem tgħid li se tagħmel xi ħaġa ġdida u fil-fatt din hija song bil-fol ġdida xi hija titratta dwar il-ġrajja li segwejna l-koll naħseb flimkien id-dinja kollha dwar il-mewt tal-Papa. Fil-fatt ktib din is-song iddedikata fuq din il-ġrajja.
Viaggia F'baħta n'ċertezza Jitbissem it-tama Zazuħa t-tur Jivjaġġa Bejn kwinti mutlama Jirreċta l-Vanġelu Missir bla frontieri Jivjaġġa Jivjaġġa Mawlidu soldati jitkarrab, jittallab il-paċi. Mexej missjonarju, jivjaġġa. Solidarjetà, tixel fuq wiċċu. Vitma feruż, jivjaġġa. Għalbċelel violenti jibritka il-mahfra Assis bċo għabajda jivjaġġa, jivjaġġa F-sinagoga u moskeja bil-bewsa li taħra tal-fidi Xwejja marradi jivjaġġa Siġu tal-roti Ikanta l-Helsi Moribond bla-nifs Jivjaġġa Sodda tal-melt Iċċala id-dinja F'qalbi l-bnedmin Jivjaġġa Jivjaġġa Lejn qalbi l-bnedmin Jivjaġġa Jivjaġġa Jivjaġġa, jivjaġġa Lejn qalb il-bnedmin Jivjaġġa
Okay, so now we turn to the English poems which everybody will be able to understand. And first of all, because I might forget at the end, I'm very bad at this kind of thing, I want to thank everybody who was in some way involved with the, you know, well, with the composition of the poetry as inspiration. Thank God I've got the poetry because I get my destructive urges like everybody else and I translate it into something creative. So I thank even those who give me those destructive urges. The other thing is all the people who have listened throughout the months and the years and given me their opinion, many, many friends, and then I wish to thank Antoinette and Ramon, who are a wonderful team, both as husband and wife, and as, well, they've set both of the books. I want to thank Francesca, my daughter, for painting a picture. I still can't understand if it's nobody in particular, or Francesca in a bad mood, or Maria in a bad mood, because lots of people tell me that I actually look like that before I translate my destructive into my creative urges. But she did it with her finger in a moment of exasperation. The other picture is by Lisa Falzon. You'll find lots of her little sketches in the book. And I've already, my next book, which will be prose for a change, metafiction, is also going to carry a picture of hers on the cover. And we interact a lot. I think she paints like I write. She was only 21 when she did this. And it's all her. I've got four of her pictures at home now, you know. I mean, soon I'll start removing the ones I have. So I want to thank Lisa and Andrew for always coming along with her. He is also the phantasma because he hardly ever speaks. And he's disappeared right now behind the column. Hi. And I want to thank Walter, who has my father's name, and Vince for always being around to play for me when I need them. And we'll continue now with the English. I've mentioned my father. I'm going to move on to a poem which starts in many years ago when we lived in Gozo, and they would come and milk the goats right in front of the house. And it's called Tin Can. And one of the people who used to be there when we had this, this right of actually going every day to see the goats to outside the gate, you know, these goats milked, was my cousin Joan. So she is going to read the poem of which she is also a part.
Yes, as Maria said, she is very much part of my childhood and my adulthood. Besides being my cousin, she's also the sister I never had. Thank you. Mela, Tin Can. My mother's aunt, forever clothed in black from toe to chin, held it up high, the can of silver with the milk of froth, a 5-foot witch with hair bunned back, and we, too small to pull it down, as she protested, "No, no, no, what would your father think?" After she took it off the ring, the milk, once boiled, was drunk without my aunt's, in her onella now, and off the church, fearing my father's dread of brucellosis, and he a world authority on undulating fever. But learning this as I grew, couldn't erase the magic of the can, born frothily from goat to gas. Perhaps it was the tinkle of the goat bells, a full herd moving haltingly at every house in the old narrow street, with children trying to guess which one he'd pick up to milk at their own gate. Then came the moment, long after we had stopped jumping at my aunt's sleeve, when I would linger to watch the boy slide in beneath the belly of a goat with ease and with sure fingers palpitate its udder, squirting the milk directly into his mouth. He kept his eyes on me each time he rose, wiping his mouth with his hand, both back and palm, insolently smiling at my clean clothes, the gate between us, and my 14 years frothing at my throat. I turn aside to drink a glass of milk, properly boiled, and wonder about the quality of life without Pasteur.
Oh,
Okay.
And now my guardian angel. I don't know what I'd do without her. So, Pam. Irene, you've chosen, yes. Okay.
I've chosen this poem because not only do I think this is a really good poem, but because after having known Maria for all this time, I'm like many of you, I'm always amazed and always surprised in the way she inhabits language and the way the physical world, the outer world, is not just the outer world, but also becomes, you know, it transforms. The way it's transformed into her mind and into her language. So, Irina, a site of struggle, you know, is seen not only in a soccer game or in a gladiator, or but it's also inside, within. And this poem is beautiful. It's about maybe how one, because of this conflict, one might find it very hard to conform to what is normal. And Maria inhabits the space, the site of conflict. For me, this is what it's about. Irina, you won't remember me. I used to be someone who made a lot of noise, hoping to hide the jangle in her head. Like soccer it was, the running up, down, sideways after a ball, which at the time was bigger than the earth. Though like the earth, it was kicked round to allies, wrested from foes. Actually, perhaps it was my eyes which were the balls. I couldn't see with all that roaring going on. The lions seem accustomed to the crowds on home ground, but up close I could have sworn that there were arms behind the nets, not always waving. Perhaps the jungle was for thumbs. Or toes. Then there were those who went on about God and hollow spaces, transforming roaring into singing, because His love is sweet, even when your team has lost and you've gone home alone to wash your feet. No, I can't see how you could remember. I don't mix much. At most, all you'd recall was someone merely human, laughing idiotically, cowering in her Irina, afraid how it might show she was of the same breed. You're not afraid. No.
That earned me £300 sterling in a competition. Lisa, sweetheart, here's my little genius. She writes very well as well. Don't be fooled by her demure look.
Okay, so I chose this poem because I like skeletons and I like doctors, and it's sweet and it's mischievous in equal proportions, just like Maria. So, Mr. Skeleton. Mr. Fantasy, who vanished round the corner, had eyes of blue, which tempted you to suck on them like sweets, because they smiled at you. Mr. Skeleton sprawls round his sockets, waiting for you to see how he begins. Tanned face, tired lines, Mr. Surgeon runs his fingers down your leg, keeps you in bed, vanishes without a smile to check his other patients. He's such a caring doctor, speaks softly, looks at you with vacant pale blue eyes. Gazeless, glazeless, he's ordered that you be investigated for a possible thrombosed vein. Your blood's grown sluggish this past week of restless wind. Your sheet becomes his sail, then thins into a shroud. In your tomb room at the hospital, Mr. Skeleton vanishes and sprawls forever, waiting for you to notice how he grins.
The skeleton is going to get his bones broken because he didn't turn up. Right. What I want to say next is the book is called Cracked Canvas, And I took the title from a line out of Milan Kundera's Unbearable Lightness of Being, something which I remember, which had struck me when I read it the first time. Sabina allows a bit of paint to trickle, and she suddenly sees it as a kind of gash behind which is a world of its own. On the surface, there was always a realistically impeccable world, but underneath, behind the backdrop's cracked canvas, lurked something different, something mysterious or abstract. And it is this which I think goes well with what I call the surrealist element in these two books. To read the poem, Cracked Canvas, which I'm very fond of, Claire read Relative Time for Ripcage, which I thought was my best poem in the book. And she's reading the poem I think is the best one in this book as well.
So perhaps that's why I chose them. But not only. The image, I think, of the cracked canvas is a fantastic image. It's one that drives you to look beneath the surface, to look at the depths, the meaning between the two parts, slit between the two. And it brings the idea of imperfections. And also the imperfection that comes with age, the cracked canvas and the cracks that increase with age, that carry with them the depth. And I think it's a brilliant image and a great title for the book. Cracked canvas. If you walk along corridors too long, you must use crutches. You must forget which doorway opens on space. You must forget that doorway is open. When you reach out, if you find hands to hold you, you must forget that they're attached to those who recreate you in their image, who feed you knowledge of their knowledge of what's best. Should you remember how once in a blue space you whirled around, head thrown far back, to drink the sky, forget it. Your arms stretched out, the sky showed through your fingers, and if another hand met yours, it was in dance. You knew no borders then, no intersections, and when you breathed, your mind was clear for the air to flow through. The architecture of empty space was freedom, but you must forget. The time has come when you must trace the scars which cross your body like patches of sewn leather, once your flesh, now just a metaphor for spirit. You're only a cracked canvas for the sketches of hands around you, a scroll for the religious, a parchment where cartographers chart their maps.
Thank you, Claire. That still moves me. Katarina, my beautiful Katarina, will give us something now. I mean, honestly, you're pre-Raphaelite, you know. I mean... There's something magic about this girl.
I actually prefer to be post-Raphaelite. He's rather...
And you're going to read Men Who Are Not Lovers?
Yes.
While I break Mr. Skeleton's bones.
can I just use this one?
Yes. Okay, I chose the poem because this poem describes an enduring friendship with someone of the opposite sex. Besides the fact that I'm a diehard optimist, I know that we are all too aware of the frequent heartaches, difficulties with regards to love relationships. I am a diehard optimist, and I refuse to blame a whole gender for faults of a few. Most of us have suffered rejection, loss, and at some time or another, and therefore it is good to remind yourself that becoming bitter is not a right attitude and that other relationships are possible, and in this case, in general, that men are great. And I think in this company it's good to remember that. Okay. Men who are not lovers. I love the love of men who are not lovers. I love resting my head against their chest, my fists under my chin, their arms, though slightly gawky, shielding me muffled, pulling me in. I love the warmth of men who won't go hot, their shoulders broad enough to bear my head after the sobbing stops, who sit clasping my hand in both of theirs to calm me, not asking what it was that had upset me, wondering, perhaps, if lovers had ever cried like this because of them. A man who loves, but never like a lover, will ask for your opinion, wants to talk, and perhaps, best of all, pull out the boy in him and laugh when he is teased, romp like a puppy and make you laugh till you forget you've cried. With such a man, you are a girl. Again, you're fun, your color, you're a wide open space under the sky. I love the love of men who are not lovers. It doesn't say goodbye.
That is okay. No. Lisa said before that she loves doctors. Her father is a doctor. My father was a doctor. Here we have the savior of my life, whom I dedicated the book to. Okay, I've dedicated it saying that he conserves and he restores me again and again and again. If I ever gave him permission to write my memoirs for me, you'd have a ball. In the meantime, he's going to read a little poem. I only boast like this because it isn't true. Anyway, but he's going to read a little poem, which was a joke with language. Okay, it's called Her Voices.
Thank you, Maria. I chose this poem, first of all, because it's got a connotation to my work, which I love, and consequently you are one of the loves of my life. Both loves and laughs of my life. Secondly, because it's got a sexual connotation, which we all love, although some of us don't acknowledge it. And thirdly, because it appeals to my sense of humor, which I love. Her Voices. He liked to poke his nose between her breasts, hoping perhaps he could sniff out the odor of her silence, camouflaged deftly by nouns and verbs and prepositions. But adjectives are sweat or perspiration dripping down chin and neck to swell her cleavage, ask Wonderbra, to run down towards her navel and to her source of bread. One day she heard the silence cry, "Off with his head!" And she obeyed and bopped it.
Right, I want to read the last one. Not because it's a particularly good poem, but simply because it was the one I was most deeply involved in when I wrote it. It's not as good as Relative Time, but its subject is the same, my mother. It's called The Smell of Rain. I followed every move of her leave-taking, one hand in mine, the other in my sister's,
She let me pace her going with the rhythm I stroked her with. Or else I learned the rhythm from every breath which hovered by her mouth, waiting to see if she would sip it in. Instead, it seemed as though, tilting her chin, she tried to hold her soul from slipping out ahead of time, before it slid forever through her lips. She let it speak. Her eyes and mine were neither dull nor bright. Filled with strange longing, they looked at me directly, yearning to leave, yet sorry that we must be left behind. As full of promise as a drop of the first rain after summer, love floated in her eyes, amazed to see how dry the earth had got. I forgot where it was that she was going. She forgot the fear she'd had of getting there. Gently, the rain began to fall, and by the time it poured, she'd left. I, being still human, trembled at its force, and I didn't know exactly why my face was wet, although I smelt the stone drinking and breathing, remembering how she'd stop just to inhale. I think about those minutes, those last minutes, as the beginning of something I don't quite understand. My mother left one evening when her eyes, awash with love, her small chin tilting, told me that going was not the end, and breathed life into me again. I closed her lids when she was gone to keep that drop from drying. She lets it hover. Simple as the rain. Another song from Walter and one from Vince, and then help yourselves. I hope there's enough.
Din il-kanzunetta bdejt niktibha 16-il sena ilu. L-ewwel strofa u nofs ktibtom 16-il sena ilu u spiċċajta sibt li għadda, ġifieri. Esperjenza jew xewqa ta' 16-il sena li. 16-il sena li fi 3 minuti jgħidu kollox. Jisimha' Min Hi.
Jistassuni din it-bissima kolla xini nati fil-ajna s-sewa jafuni u jridu jafu dit-fajla minni xara ħafif maqtuħ fos palleja dejjem jitbewes maz-ziffa tar-riħ ikħal ċar il-lewn ta' ajneja Inħares fihom insib il-misrir U qiegħda tgħid li tħobbni qiegħda tgħid li trid li tixtieq taqsam miegħi ħajjita u dak kollu li ma ħajġib u tixtieq taqsam miegħi ħajjita u dak kollu li ma ħajġib Muxtab xejn riġlejja jihfifu Bħal jisni miexi fisħab ta' smewir U taħbit ta' qalbi jizdidu Kull meta maħħan kun hija tal-gwir U qiegħda tgħid li tħobbni Qiegħda tgħid li jitrid Li tixtieq taqsam miegħi ħajjita Li tixtieq taqsam miegħi ħajjita u dak kollu li ma ħajġib ferħanu qed jistaqsuni din it-bissima kollha x'inhi. Nagħti fil-għajn għax sewwa jafuni u jridu jafu dit-tfajla minni u minni. Nitalla par rabbi Ishenna zmin rabbi Nisara lilim ayem Nistenna ho sabi Nittama fartim weda Nishenna aktar jiz Nithabel fdin ishibga Ninhakem fdan libi Ma'an apprezzax il-miraklu kull sekonda li qed nax. Ma'an indunax, ma'an apprezzax il-miraklu kull sekonda li qed nax. It-talla barrebi Xenna zmin rabbi Nissara l-jilim għajja Nistenna ħol sabi Ninġar ma l-istaġuni Nimbaram sew ma zmin Ninqabad ftir rutina Nitċassa lejn it-tmim Ma nindunax Ma napprezzax Il-miraklu Kull sekonda li qed ngħix Ma nindunax Ma napprezzax Il-miraklu f'kull sekonda li qed ngħix
Grazzi ħafna.